Coming up on TMS, Firefall had no chance with me at the helm.
Waving attracts birds.
SFO crash, a point of shame for the South Koreans.
The vagina saved the penis.
Paula Deen got an offer she can't refuse.
Bynes adds the presidential family to her ugly list.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
How humiliating. I am fluent in over 6 million forms of communication, and here I am doing commercials for outer space. Oh, well. Hit it, R2. My name, you know, is C-3PO. Rapping about space, the new place to go. You can eat all you want and you won't gain a pound because there isn't any weight here like back on the ground. We travel very fast near the speed of light. You can leave in the morning and get home last night. His name is R2, but you'll never hear him rap. His inventor forgot to give him lips that flap. He'll greet you all and turn on his charms. He'd give you a hug if he had some arms.
Mountain grown for richer flavor. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. Rapping C-3PO. That's right. You heard it here first.
That was so... What?
Yeah, I don't even know the origin.
I'm feeling like a Tom right now.
That's pretty good, actually. That is some old commercial thing that, you know how it was? Like when Star Wars was big, they were pulling him out to do cereal and just crap. And that was one of the things. I mean, seriously, if we were adults, when we were kids, Star Wars could do no wrong. A commercial like that would come on and we'd be like, oh my gosh, the droids are on TV. You guys, the droids are on TV! Yeah. And now, but if we were like 35-year-old parents or something, just imagine how dumb that must have all looked to them. Like, it must have been so dumb looking. So today it would be...
Well, the whole rap thing was lost on 35-year-olds anyway, so...
It's a good point.
Any of that stuff, yeah.
But any of this, I think I'm trying to think what the equivalents are today. So if my kids are really into, geez, I don't know. I mean, TV's so different now. It's more YouTube than anything. But I'll see. Well, okay. This is just
my name is Halo 4, and I'd like to tell you about a video game you know so well.
Bieber or the freaking One Direction, whatever they are.
Well, you can't really use that.
New Direction is Glee's cut.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. But those things come on and you go.
But those things are musical anyway, right? I mean, so seeing Bieber rap or One Direction rap is no big.
Okay, I got a better example. Kids of the 90s. Yeah. They're watching MC Hammer's cartoon and they think that is awesome, right?
Right.
But adults then, I don't know how old you'd have to be. Let's just say parental age 40-year-olds. We're looking at that going, that is the worst sellout-y looking garbage I've ever seen in my life. So I just wonder. I mean, it's clearly generational, and we give so much crap to the prequels. But it just must have been so dumb to the same-aged adults back then when Star Wars was just so stupid. You know?
Right.
Like the Christmas special and going to Kashyyyk and talking to Grandpa Wookiee and all that bull crap that we had to... At the time, though, you have to admit, at least when I was a kid and that came on, I was beyond myself. I was so excited.
Nobody messes with Life Day, Scott. Don't you talk bad about Life Day.
You mean that like Christmas leaf thing, yeah.
And Life Day carols standing around the... basking in the warmth of the Life Day log.
Yeah. In the big Star Trek versus Star Wars argument, the Star Trek has always at least had this thing where they could say, we never did a dumb TV movie that tried to basically be a fake Christmas. Space Christmas is what it was.
Right.
So stupid. Anyway.
No, but they did sell themselves out for Tide commercials.
Yeah, they did. That's a good point. And good on Spock for lending his false face to that dumb commercial. All right.
Your whites will be whiter.
Hey, everybody. Logical. It's us, so. Bilbo. It's us, and it's Morning Stream. It's Wednesday, 8:14 a.m. Mountain Time Zone. Only time zone that matters. July 10th, 2013. July's been too weird for me, which I'll talk about a little bit later in the show. July's weird. I think July has decided to be the weirdest month I've had in a very long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Just weird.
Yeah, just weird all around. We'll get to that in a minute.
just barely started, right?
Now, so yesterday we had Sebastian with us. Guess what? Today we have Sebastian with us. And
hello.
Before he cuts out of here, he's got something he wants to say to the Tadpool, our live chat room for those at home listening, wondering what the hell that is every time we mention it. So
are we in danger of giving him the stage for a minute? And
I don't know. I don't know what this is. It could be I've decided to blow this house up or something like that.
We'll take the gun.
Wow.
Do we have a dump switch that we can
I don't know. I don't even have like a seven second delay. Yeah, right. Like a satellite delay. That'd be awesome. Right. So we are really truly putting our lives in his hands. And Sebastian, so before you head down to another part of Colorado, before you head back to the beautiful land of Dutch people, Dutchland.
Yeah.
Is that what you call your homeland? Dutchland? No?
No, I call it Denmark like
okay.
You guys.
Okay.
Denmark.
Because Dutchland used to be Germany, right?
Germany, right. Deutschland.
Deutschland.
Yeah, that's Deutschland. German for Germany.
All right. And they used to use the Deutschmarks, which is a stupid name for money. Just throwing that out there. Here are the dumbest names for money.
They used to cook in Deutsch ovens.
Right. So here are the three dumbest currency names ever, all right? Deutschmarks, dong, which you get in Vietnam. Yes. I need three dong, quick, right? And then, what was the
loonies.
Other one? Yeah, toonies pretty good.
Toonies and loonies,
that
yeah.
one's pretty bad. But there was one other one that's real goofy.
Vlad points out Franks.
No, Franks are terrible, too. Paying everything for hot dogs. What the hell's going on with that? All right. So go for it Mr. Sebastian Vanderdijik, as I used to call you.
Vanderdijik?
You have the floor, and my finger is on the button.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared now. Hey, guys. So thank you, Scott and Brian, for letting me talk for a little while.
Sure.
What I wanted to do is actually thank the Tadpool for pretty much the best experience I've ever had was walking into Nerdtacular and seeing all of these friends that helped me through a very hard period of my life. Scott doesn't notice. Brian does because I told him in the car. But the last half a year wasn't real great for me going through a divorce and moving out and moving into a new place. Mm. And pretty much all of this happening in the last month before I left here for Nerdtacular. And pretty much the only real stable thing in my life were all the friends that I have in the Tadpool. And talking to them really helped me. And at Nerdtacular, it was all I could do to stop myself from bursting out in tears.
Oh.
So to the Tadpool, thank you guys.
Oh, heck yeah, man. Like, I said this a lot on stage. I'll reiterate it here again, but it's one of the palpable things about that event. And call, you know, the event just is like a carrier for what we need, which is this kind of weird extended family thing. And with or without the event, the Tadpool and people just in that group, and there's people in there that have been around since like the old Unreal Infiltration days when I was working on that mod and doing infiltration radio back in the early aughts, and all the way up through today, these people have become like an extended family, and I'm really happy to hear that that provided you that kind of, that kind of rest, that kind of escape from all that.
It's almost so making awesome. My good eye tear up.
Right.
Sorry, Ryan.
Which we'll get to in a second.
I can get away with saying, oh, hold on, let me dab up my eye, Sebastian. That was beautiful.
Well, good. You didn't blow Brian up. I'm happy. And also, I'm really glad to hear that you have that kind of support system, and it will continue. There are good people in there. So grats.
Yeah,
and not only that, but you're
love in the chat right now. So thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and don't forget,
really, it means a tremendous amount.
Don't forget, you are part of that too. So, you know, surely there have been times when others have come in there going, oh, you guys, I lost my job today, or I, you know, set fire to something I didn't mean to, or whatever. And Sebastian can Sebastian can jump in on that and be a support, part of that same support system, and has been in the past. So
the Tadpool's very, very supportive to accidental arson. So that is a good thing. Yeah.
Well, even intentional
arson. Sounds like
arson.
Scott has another story to tell.
Yeah,
I
might.
Shouldn't tell,
maybe I shouldn't tell it. I don't know. But well, Sebastian, for the rest of your trip, safe travels, and keep us informed how things are going. And I'm really glad you had a good experience out here. That's awesome.
Yep. Thanks.
All right, brother.
I'm going to hand it over to you and Brian again.
All right. Pass that baton to Brian and his one good eye. So, Brian, let's talk about that for a second. What happened to your eye?
And there goes his microphone.
Yeah. What happened to your eye, dude?
I don't know.
I get this text at like 7 a.m. going, my eye!
Yeah, so last night my eye was feeling a little dry. I think probably from the altitude at Snowbird or something. Like last couple nights, around 9 o'clock, it would just start to get dry. And I've got a contact lens. I wear contact lenses. So I decided, all right, well, I'll just take it out and I'll wear glasses tonight. And then in the morning, I'll put in a fresh pair of contact lenses, see how that goes. Well, somehow, as I was taking the contact lens out, that's the only time I figure I must have done this, I scratched my eye.
Oh.
Ugh. My cornea. And because it itches, I mean, it's like just a constant discomfort, a constant... not like an itch, but almost like there's a rock in there or sand or
yeah, like a piece of something you can't get out. Yeah, and right. Drops aren't flushing anything out, are they? It's just sort of staying the same.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to go to the eye doctor this morning after TMS and just say, hey, look in there, do your little blow machine, mm-hmm. Get in there with the big old magnifying glass and see if there's anything in there that can be removed, or if it's just a matter of saying, nope, you're just going to have to wear an eye patch for a couple of days and poo on you.
What if he comes back? Well, first of all, I hope he doesn't poo on you.
Oh, jeez.
First of all. Second of all, what if he comes back and says, Brian, we need to have a – shut that door, and you'll shut the door. We need to have a little heart-to-heart here. We found a small surveillance chip that's been in your eye for the last 8 years, but it just came loose. And yeah. We believe that the Russians have been observing everything you've done. They've seen everything you've seen for the last 8 years. What worries you most about that?
In America, you watch porn. In Russia, porn watches you.
Well, and you were saying one of the unsatisfying side effects is that you're constantly kind of watering, right? 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 Like your eyes just waterworks all day.
It's just constantly, it is just constantly tearing up. And of course, that makes me have to blow my nose constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And Jinx says, own up to it. You're trying Schwood's trick with the nail.
I still, some people have tried to explain to me what he did. I still don't know how he did what he did there.
Well, how are people explaining what he did? I mean, do you think it was a trick? I saw a nail-shaped lump in his lower eyelid.
Well, that bit that you and I saw, I think I know actually how he did that one. But it doesn't change the fact. See, knowing what he did doesn't change the fact that how he has to do it is in itself just gross and trickery-ish. Like I think I know. Here's the funny bit. The way he makes that look like what it is, I think is actually worse than the illusion of what he thinks people does. I didn't say that right, but you know what I'm saying? Like the illusion of it is one thing. The actual method to get the illusion to come off right is way worse if you think about it.
What he needs to do, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. It's like saying... Oh, look, suddenly it's like this. I had a ball in my hand and poof, it's gone. Oh, look, where is it now? It's under my butt on this chair. The truth of how it got there is way worse.
Right.
I just
brought a ball, carried it in my rectum for the last 3 minutes to do this trick.
Right. I've got to do.
We shouldn't give away any of Brian Brushwood's future magic.
No. Because he could sell these in books and stuff, and we don't want to take away from his family's mouth. We want to feed them. Right. So there you go.
Used rubber balls.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh my gosh! And we got some incredible footage and photo stuff that's still being compressed and worked on that we'll put up of that, so people can see a lot of that stuff. Guy's a freaking master. All right. Well, I hope your eye feels better. That sucks.
Yeah.
So good news, everyone. Finally, there's a new Frogpants TV episode that isn't me cussing the entire time. If you want to see me play the Firefall beta, I did that yesterday and put it up, and it was fun and interesting, and you can go check it out.
Someone made a game based on the 70s pop group.
No.
You are the woman that I've always dreamed of. I knew it from the start.
Well, we know that song better than we probably ought to know it.
I think so. Just remember, I love you, and it'll be all right.
That is not a good song. It really is not a good song, is it?
No.
It's memorable.
They're from here, too. They're local. Colorado band, Firefall.
Oh, all right. I'll believe you.
Yes.
So yeah, that happened. Go see it. Frogpants.com/TV. It's up there now, fresh and ready for your eyeballs to intake.
What is Firefall? What is the game? Like, is it
a bunch of ex-Blizzard people, funny enough. They went and made a massively online, free-to-play shooter game thing with, like, XP and leveling up and that kind of stuff. So it's a third-person shooter, and it's kind of class-based. You can, you know, sort of deck out your character in different kinds of ways and things. Big, huge open world. Very MMO-ish, but it's shooting. It's lots of shooting. And it's very pretty. Runs real nice. I'm impressed with it. I'm anxious to see more. I mean, they're just in open beta now, but I'm anxious to play a bit more, see what's up there. They seem to have gotten the whole I want more stuff and loot thing down pretty well, which makes sense for ex-Blizzard people, right? The only complaint I'd say is their logo looks like a StarCraft II ripoff. Other than that, it's fine.
Well, they've only got one. They've only got one paintbrush in that can.
Yeah, in that can. Nice. All right, one quick story, and then we'll get to the Trek nerd here.
Sure.
Yesterday, I'm home. It's the first time I've been able to take the dog out on a long walk. Summer. It's hot. It's like 95 degrees. I'm like, I'm gonna get my sweat on. I'm gonna walk out there. I'm gonna yank the dog around. She's gonna poo every 5 minutes. It's gonna be fantastic, right?
Uh-huh.
Take the dog out, and I do the normal nice neighbor thing. I see a lady walking her dog on an opposite street coming the other direction. It's a slow street. There isn't a lot of traffic. We're just kind of passing each other in the day. And I look over there. I have headphones on. I'm listening to something. And I look over at her, and she looks at me. And so I do the neighborly thing. I wave, Brian. I go, put my left hand up and just kind of wave and smile. Don't say anything. No noise came out of my mouth. Just went, yep, you know, hey. Kind of thing. She turned around and gave me with one hand, wrapped the leash for her dog around her wrist, turned to face me, bent her knees slightly, and double birded me. And didn't smile or nothing.
I love the fact that she like bent her knees because you can't, you know, you don't want to,
like just want to like this, like put her knees down a little bit. No expression on her face. She's kind of a stout, like short, squatty looking thing. But she just went out of her way. Like one hand wouldn't have been enough. She had to wrap the leash around her wrist,
right,
and then double bird me from across the street, and then just picked right back up where she was. Didn't look at me again. Walked down the street, and I was nonplussed,
like silent Tourette syndrome or something.
And I stunned. I stood there looking at her like, what the hell just happened here? I don't know. I didn't know who she was. I'd never seen her before. But what would cause that?
I know. What have you done? You must have done something.
I don't know.
Like way, way, way before that you don't remember.
I must have.
Do you know where she lives? No. Like, does she live right by you? Or
No. And I was probably a mile and a half from home. So, you know, nothing too crazy if you're driving.
So you're a foreigner.
Yeah, I guess
you're
so.
You're a foreigner to this area.
Yeah, get out of my neighborhood or something. But
foreigner, go home.
Weirdest reaction I've ever elicited from any stranger ever in my life. And I didn't do anything. Maybe she thought I was flipping her off. Maybe she thought I was making a gesture. Maybe she was half blind or something. I don't know. I was just waving.
That's great. What's great, though, is that she took the time and energy to, like, readjust what she was holding,
right,
the leash that she was holding, to make sure that you got both barrels.
Right, I did. And her dog sat for it, by the way. Sat. So she turns around, wraps the thing. The dog looks, or it's like some kind of brown mutt looking mix thing, but pretty big, like a pretty big dog. Looks at her, turns around, sits on his butt, and just kind of nonchalantly looking around like it's used to this. Like this is part of its morning routine. To make sure.
What was her facial expression while she was doing this?
Nothing. Dead face. Dead face. Yeah, like not moving it. Not even a frown or an angry face. Not even a smirk or a smile. Nothing. Just like slack is the best way I could put it.
Golly, that's great.
Not even intense.
Power to her for you know, just the fact that she did this quick little innocuous thing that is. You know, is perplexing somebody for days. I mean, it is a brilliant thing. If she had any idea.
Oh, I know. No, it's like, you know what it's like. It's like people, you see this all the time. Some improv guy in New York will get on a subway and do something so ridiculous that you couldn't help if you were there, but go, I don't know what I'm even seeing here. Like this is,
exactly.
It's the uncanny valley, right? I felt like that's what I got. is like this.
It would be great if she, you know, she went back home and said, okay, did I just totally randomly flip someone off with the most, you know, the double bird just for no reason? I wish I knew what they were doing right now. I wish I knew if they were like in shock and how they were reacting to it.
I got to check my medication dose. That was really weird, she's saying to herself. Really odd.
Where have I been for the last hour? I completely blacked out.
What's going on? So anyway, today I'm going up there again. I'm going to see if I can run into her again. And I'm going to say something this time. If I can find her, I'm going to say
yes,
something.
Please do. Please do. Yeah.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know first thing tomorrow. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by...
Do you like video games? Do you like Brittos? Well, you're in luck. Super Arcade Theater is a YouTube channel where Jay and Wes play video games, both old and new, and talk absolute shite. We sometimes even talk about the games we are playing. The newest episodes are super chaotic and awesome, as we are joined by two old friends of some Mario Kart. Go to tinyurl.com/TMSgaming or find us on Facebook. Just search for Super Arcade Theater, spelled the Brito way.
Great.
Oh, Britos. Okay, so they're British.
British, yep. Yeah. And let me tell you something.
I almost thought they meant like, do you like burritos?
I am of the opinion that if you are British and you are doing something on YouTube, you will automatically be more successful than anyone else who is
but
equivalent.
Only with a liberal use of jump cuts.
Yeah,
can
that's
we maybe
true.
Get some more jump cuts on YouTube?
More jump cuts, more words like lorry and lift.
Torch.
And torch. Yeah. When you mean flashlight. You know, not when right. You mean, you know, like a blow torch.
Sorry, I was in the loo. Let's get back to your YouTube gaming channel.
Yes, I've lost 2 pounds in the loo. I can't find a torch to find it. All right, Daryl. Daryl, good morning.
You guys are cranky this morning.
We're cranky or crazy?
Am I crunchy?
Oh, are you a little crunchy?
Crunchy.
Oh, you are crunchy. Why are you crunchy?
It sounds like you're like a 20s radio show or something.
Hey, what's going on, Jay? Let's see if we can call you back. Here, I'll call you back. All right, let's try that again. And you're a little on the delayed side, so maybe there's something up today. I don't know.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm on the delayed side?
Just a little. Not too bad. You sound good quality-wise, but I can tell that you're there's more delay today than usual.
Maybe your bandwidth is so good, you're in the future,
it could,
and I'm normal.
It could be. I'm going to do a speed test.
Better?
I don't know. Are we better?
That's
Do we sound better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. You're less crunchy now, too.
Nice and smooth.
Yeah, you're like smooth.
That's convincing.
You're like Jeff.
A white man, smooth and convincing. Yeah. So I'm going to do it. Let me do it fast. I'm just going to do a little test here on my up speed. Let's see.
Right.
How are we doing here? Oh, look at that. We're, I'm like 20 down and 2 up. I should be fine.
You should be fine. I think it's probably me.
It could be. That's okay. And it could be Daryl. And that's okay, too.
And it could be Skype.
I accept everyone for their problems.
Yes. Let's all blame Skype.
I blame the magnetic field that surrounds Sebastian everywhere he walks and causes, like, gravitational shifts. That's what I'm saying. Big, tall guy. All right, Daryl. Let's get back to you. Let's get to you. You're the Trek Nerd, and you're here for Stump a Trek Nerd, just like you were yesterday. It's always good to do this. We talk about Star Trek trivia. You answer stuff. We try to award you with praise and nothing else, really, monetarily speaking. Daryl.
Just the accolades of your peers.
Exactly. And something else I was going to tell you, and now I forgot. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Though it's funny because I got behind on everything during Nerdtacular. My email was like 800 emails or something. Yeah. It was like beyond crazy. I finally got caught up on that yesterday. I got a billion things to do. I need a comic up. I'm 2 days late on that. Like, there's just stuff I'm late on. I'll get caught up. But I found myself, because I'm ingesting it so much, I miss watching Star Trek stuff. Like, we had the movie, but that's it, you know?
Right, you were still in the middle of Voyager, right?
Yeah.
Treadmilling and Voyager?
Yeah, treadmilling and Voyager, and I haven't had a chance to get back to doing that. I've even treadmilled since, but my kid was in there, or one of my kids was in there, and we ended up watching the pilot episode of Moonshiners on Discovery. Oh my gosh, that stuff is so dumb. Anyway,
is it a documentary, or what is that?
It's a reality show about the moonshiners in the South. You know, this current trend of like Southern
Duck
redneck.
Dynasty,
yeah.
And Honey Boo Boo, and yeah,
all that garbage. I've decided the only good one of all those I like is the Gator one, Swamp People. And I think the reason I like that one is because it's actually filmed well. It's like got really nice cinematography. The rest of them are terrible, so don't
Tim
watch
and
it.
I are hooked on Small Town Security out of Ringgold, Georgia. I have no idea
that's
why.
Great. I keep hearing that's great.
It is. I swear to God, it is as if David Lynch came up with a reality show, scripted a reality show.
Yeah, I've heard
these
that.
People are so David. I mean, these people walked right out of that motel, the drive-up motel with Dennis Hopper and Blue Velvet.
It's an AMC joint, right? It is
an AMC joint, yeah.
Yeah.
So right after Walking Dead, actually, I think it premiered right after Breaking Bad last year.
Yeah, it looks great. I need to watch it.
My God, it is strange. It is just so strange.
Well, I wish that was on Netflix, and it's not, is it? I'll have to get another way. Anyway, Daryl, back to you.
AMC TV probably has it.
Their app. Don't they have an app? They have an app, don't they? Someone has an app.
AMC? Probably. Yeah, every channel has an app.
Don't they all have apps? Some of them are.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
I saw an episode of with the kids. We were watching Justice League Unlimited, and he's all in that. He plays like people all the time in that, and it weirds me out.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally freaks me out. Anyway, Daryl, let's get to your question. Here is your Star Trek question for the day. I'll get back to my Voyager probably later on the treadmill. The seventh season of Star Trek, The Next Generation, was pretty bad generally. There are a few good episodes spread out in this season. According to the Star Trek, The Next Generation companion, which episode in season seven does writer Jerry Taylor say was her favorite episode that year? Was it Dark Page? Racist. B, All Good Things? Not racist. C, Sub Rosa? Very racist.
Oh, gosh.
D, Liaisons. Very sexist.
Liaisons.
Oh, you're on a liaison. You're like kissing ladies. You are liaison. So Dark Page, All Good Things, Sub Rosa, or Liaisons. What do you think was her favorite?
Yeah, can you take us through what each of these episodes are, Daryl? Do you remember them by... I mean, obviously, All Good Things was the finale.
I kind of remember these things, but yeah.
I don't remember... I don't remember the other three.
Sub Rosa was about Dr. Crusher's grandma or something.
Oh, was this the one where she's sleeping and having the dreams with the guy? Romance?
One of the worst episodes ever, in my opinion.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Terrible. And again, my opinion. I'm sure people out there like it.
Dark Page.
I don't know what that is.
I don't remember that.
Dark Page, or Smooth and Convincing. Yeah, I don't remember at all. All Good Things was the final 2-hour ending thing. That was awesome. That was really good. I thought they brought back Yar for about 10 minutes, which is fine. Then we
while establishing diplomatic relations with an alien race called the Cairn, Deanna's mother experiences a mental breakdown and falls into a coma. That's Dark Page.
That's a good idea. How long did that last?
For the entire hour.
Dang.
Woo!
She's out.
And liaisons.
She's better at the computer anyway. How about liaisons? What's the description? This is good. We're more educated about Daryl's answer than we would be.
Exactly. Here we go. The Enterprise is on a diplomatic mission to open relations with the Alarians, while two of their ambassadors have joined them on the ship. Wow, somebody wrote this. It's almost like Iceworm wrote the IMDb descriptions, because it's open relations, the Ilarians. And while two of their ambassadors, with apostrophe S, have joined him on the ship, Captain Picard is to travel by shuttlecraft their homeworld.
Whoa.
Counselor Troy takes charge of Ambassador Loquel, who takes delight in the many pleasures, especially chocolate, which can be found on board the ship.
Okay.
I don't know. I barely remember that one.
I don't either. That's totally... I have no memory of it. All right.
Oh, here we go. Picard doesn't quite make it to the Alarian home as the malfunctioning shuttlecraft ... So that's the one where they think he's dead because the shuttlecraft blew up on the way to the planet, right?
Oh, right. But it really was caught in some field or some bullcraft that saved him. And they were about to give up, and then they got him back.
Yes.
Yeah. Riker had a tingling in his groin and said, I don't think he's dead.
Let me sit on this chair.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm going to walk sideways in here and see if I can fix things. Yeah. All right, so Daryl, there's your descriptions. Before you get to answering all this business, let's get to this. I'm excited.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
We have schnago cheese in our hands.
Well, that... made a thing that sounded really good.
Nerdtacular regular and Tadpool regular and just community regular Schnago, who's always so generous, gave us packs
of Kit Kat
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our foreign Kit Kat supplier. That's right. Guy's got connections, baby. We've done this before with cheese curds. We're revisiting these because they've been amazing in the past, and I assume they're only going to be great now. Brought these never to us to N13, and here they are. So, Daryl or Brian, you got a bag of these, I guess?
I do. I have them right here, and hopefully these are still so fresh they are squeaky.
Mm, so here we go. Let me try. Daryl, I wish you had these.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's pretty squeaky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
That is good.
You know, if you ate a lot of these, probably not good for you, huh? Like, you probably should
you'd
be sparing.
Experience a little bit of blockage.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, I don't know. I could have used some of that at Nerdtacular. I get nervous gut the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. See, the name curd is an unfortunate name because these are, it's cheese. You know, you're eating cheese.
Yeah. But it's an offshoot, right? Or like a subset of cheese or the, what's the example? It's like, I can't think of anything good. Like if you make a good beef, I know. Okay. You're making a roast and all the juices from the roast make really good gravy. This is like cheese gravy. Would you say that's fair?
I'd say that's fair.
Okay.
Proto cheese.
Thank you.
Yes, it's cheese before it's
protoplasm.
Yeah.
Formed into blocks.
Yeah.
Right.
It is before to data, right? Just to bring the Star Trek back in.
Right, exactly, yes.
All right. What does Shatner think?
Hey.
All right, forget it. Daryl.
It's very distressing.
Do we have... All right, fine. I'll play it. Where is it?
It's very distressing.
Oh, I like playing it. Are you kidding me?
No. Your butt is going to be mine.
All right.
Jill. Sorry.
That would be a fun mashup.
Go through your entire...
That'd be a fun mashup.
Go through your entire board.
If you're out there, please pick up that hater and throw it so hard in my head that it kills me.
All right. What is Paula Deen?
I is what I is.
That's who she is. All right. Daryl, back to you. Birthdays. Who's celebrating a fantastic Star Trek birthday?
That would be Robert Pine, who is 72 today. He played Ambassador Lyria on the Voyager episode, The Shoot.
Oh, and he's also Chris Pine's dad, right?
That too, and he was also Captain Tavis.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Tavis on Enterprise's episode Fusion.
Ah, fantastic. He was also the chief of Highway Patrol on Chips. That's who, if you don't know who Robert Pine is.
There we go. Yeah. Now that I'm seeing his photo, yes. He looks a little bit like Robert Hayes.
Yeah, and he's Chris Pine. You know, it's funny. He must have had a hot wife because Chris Pine's a good looking man. Like a really, you know, the new Kirk is a hot dude. I'll even admit that. I'm not gay, but my goodness. I'd lick the sweat off his brow any day. He's a hot man. No, I actually wouldn't do that. But you know,
I just pasted a great photo of him in the tadpole for people.
But you can. And if you want to see Robert Pine smile hard, you can kind of see Chris Pine in there.
Mm-hmm. Is his ear drooping down just like Chris's? Or
yeah. Oh yeah. Doesn't have the thick neck though. He's missing that part. And he was also in that movie we saw. Brian, what was the movie with the huge ants in the swamp? Island place. What was that called?
Yes.
And he played Larry.
Oh, yeah. I totally remember it, yes.
He's kind of a jerk in that. I think
he
died early.
Wheelchair-bound guy and the record player.
Yep. What
the heck was that called?
Here's a clip.
Ooh.
Just kidding, that's not a clip.
So. I remember that. Yeah, that was great. Empire of the Ants.
Oh, yeah, Empire of the Ants.
Empire of the Ants, yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that right? Yeah, you're right.
Empire of the Ants.
Hold on, I'm going to find to see. I may even actually have a clip here. nope. I have a clip of Larry Hagman.
Larry Hagman.
So I don't have anything else.
That's all it is.
Nice. All right, Daryl. Back to the question. Which of these episodes do you think was the favorite of the writer Jerry Taylor? Dark Page, All Good Things, Sub Rosa, or Liaisons?
Well, let's see. It's either got to be a really good one or a really bad one.
Mm.
So I'm going to say either All Good Things, but then that's too obvious.
It does seem obvious. Like everybody would say that one. in a weird way.
Yeah,
that's right. Makes you wonder, would Ice Worm write this question if it was a good episode?
Yeah, that does make you question Ice Worm's motives.
Yeah, that's my thinking. So I think I'll say Sub Rosa, unless he's trying to do a reverse on me.
Right. Maybe he knows that you know that he knows that you know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is how conspiracies start. All right, well, you feel good about it? You want to try Sub Rosa?
Oh, I don't feel good about it, but I think I'll just make that my choice anyway.
I don't feel good about it at all. All right, well, let's find out. It's is it Sub Rosa?
Congratulations!
You did it.
You're a winner.
Jerry Taylor must have been smoking crack, says Ice Worm. It says on the page 280 of the book. It also says that Jerry Taylor is a self-professed addict of a number of trashy genres, such as gothic romance and historical romance novels. Gates McFadden also said this episode was a highlight for her for that season. Again, smoking crack. Here is a clip of Crusher talking to Ronan after she figures out she is being manipulated.
I also scanned the candle. The flame is plasma-based. You were using it as a receptacle for yourself in order to get to me, in order to merge with me. You have been using me, Nana, my entire family, for centuries!
And I loved all of them! And they loved me! Give me the candle, Beverly.
No, no.
That's shite.
That ending, man.
Yeah, that's real bad.
50 Shades of Dr. Crusher.
50 Shades of Crusher. That might be a book I'd read. All right. Well, congratulations, Daryl. You saw right through Ice Worm's intentions. we are a level above. We are a yard ahead of his thinking. So kick it up a notch there, Ice Worm. Daryl is the Trek nerd. He is the Trek nerd on Twitter. Follow him. He's also part of This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com, a fantastic podcast that I understand was just made anew with a brand new episode. Am I right?
Yes, yesterday.
All right. Watch for that. What'd you guys talk about? What's the topic?
Oh, gosh. Speaking of horrible episodes, we did Plato's Stepchildren, which I think is the worst episode ever.
Really? And that's a TOS. That's a TOS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that one being pretty bad. So yeah, that sounds like fun.
Why in the world we chose that, but well, we did.
Probably because it sucks, and that's always more fun. So go check it out. Worth every penny, everybody, which is absolutely free. This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. Daryl, give us a quote so we can try to get it wrong.
Okay. Now, this will be a little bit different. I want to know. This is going to be Worf, so I just ruined that. Now you have to tell me who he's talking to.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Please, madam, that is a torpedo launch initiator, and it's Worf, not Woof.
That's going to be Luxana.
Probably. So that's probably Majel Barrett. I'm going to say, since you say that, it would just be different. I'll say, it's a woman, madam. I don't know who else. I can't think of any other women that aren't like his. It sounds like something he'd say to his mother, his Russian mother, but I can't. I don't even think it's. It can't be that because he's not.
Yeah, I don't think she'd get his name wrong.
No. all right, I'll go with you. It's got to be Mama Troy. It has to be.
I made this way too easy. You're right.
Yay! We're awesome, Brian. It's the news.
And it's brought to you by Xander, who is raising money for the National MS Society to help work towards the treatment and eradication of multiple sclerosis. This fall, he'll be riding his bike 200 miles during the Bike MS event in Columbia, Missouri, in order to raise awareness of this terrible disease. And he would greatly appreciate any donations at tinyurl.com/helpbikeMS to help the cause.
Very nice. So among South Koreans, I have some familiarity with some of the cultural nuances of South Korea, because I have a South Korean brother and two South Korean sisters. Now, the sisters are kind of, you know, they came here when they were essentially babies, 2 months old or something. So they're as American as me and you, in terms, culturally speaking. But my brother, Matt,
apple pie and right, baseball.
Right,
and,
right, all yeah. That stuff, all the stuff we love. Well, sort of. But anyway, my brother, Matt, though, he came when he was like 9 or 10 and retained a lot of some of the sensibilities that you would have from a different culture, but also ended up marrying a Korean woman who named Oknan, who had been there her entire life. And I guess they got married in their 20s, but she was like full on Korean, no English, like, you know,
Oh, wow.
Steeped in the culture, right? So.
Right.
They're very, very... and this is an Asian thing generally, like kind of a, and I'm not trying to generalize, but it's, but there are different Asian cultures known for kind of the saving face sort of culture where, you know, you just don't want to, like some of the people I deal with in China for work, some work stuff I do are so, it is impossible to get them to ever admit they did something wrong. Or if they screwed up, they won't tell you they screwed up. They'll have a million other things to explain to you why it happened, but they'll never just say, "Oh crap, I messed that up." So it's just a thing, and I'm not being negative about it. It's just a different culture, a different way it works. So according to this plane crash in SFO in San Francisco, is a real shame for them. And shame is a big deal over there. When a jet from Seoul-based airline crashed over the weekend in San Francisco, right in the middle of... Oh, and I almost made the biggest freaking faux pas. Do you remember that? I was standing there with the mic, and somebody says, "No, there's a plane crash." And I thought they were all kidding because we'd already had those rock slides.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, that's... Bah, 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 bah. I was making some smart-ass remark.
Oh, God, I did not even notice that.
And it was between things, so we weren't officially... like, crowds were still coming in to sit or something. And I was just kind of talking randomly to people, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's pretty funny, something, bet, bet." And somebody goes, "No, no, no, there really was a crash." And I'm like, "Ah, sure, whatever." And then I'm like, "Oh, no, there really was a crash. And then in my head, I'm thinking, "Oh, no, tons of people died." And somebody, I said, "Did anyone die?" And they go, and at the time, there were no confirmed deaths. And they said, "No, nobody." I'm like, "Oh, thank goodness. I almost look like the biggest ass." But anyway, South Koreans, like the people of South Korea, take it seriously. The president issued a statement of regret with a low bow. Asian Airlines chief apologized not just to passengers and their families, but to all of South Korea, along with sadness over one of the highest profile crashes by a Korean air carrier in recent years. Average South Koreans expressed shame and embarrassment about how it would reflect on their country. It's interesting. It's a reaction that would be difficult to imagine coming from people in the U.S. or many other countries. The successes and failures of a big South Korean firm are intimately linked to this small, proud, recently developed country's psyche. Quote, "I really think that foreigners see this accident as a reflection on all of South Korea," says Chien Mianjin, something of office, an office worker in his mid-30s, he said on Tuesday in Seoul. South Koreans take great interest in the global profile of their local companies. So in other words, if like Samsung killed a guy or something, all of South Korea would feel bad.
They felt like it would reflect on them.
Yeah, it's more like, you know what? I think this is probably just like a small, the way a small family would feel if one of your, let's say you have this family and one of the uncles gets drunk and kills a bunch of people with a knife. You are all going to feel shame for that, right? You're going to feel like, "Oh, Uncle Dick did all this stuff."
God, I love your analogies.
Well, I mean, I think it's a smallness thing. Like, it's when you're a smaller country, it's a more tight-knit, culturally speaking anyway, you feel more responsible for things when you are smaller like that. Or if you're bigger, more spread out or whatever, like 30 people could die in, I don't know, rural China or Kentucky or other places, and I'm not going to sit here in Utah and go, "That Kentucky murder, I take personal responsibility for that.
Kentucky sucks."
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Florida, on the other hand, once you know, when you just start seeing Florida appear in the headlines day after day after day after day, then you can start developing the biases towards the entire state.
Yeah, exactly. It's just hard to explain because I've seen some of this happen in my own family, not on this level, obviously, where there's death involved or anything, but some of this sort of shame because of something, you know, which we work through in a really weird way, because my family is a mix of Americans and then all these Koreans. And I tell you what, dude, I had the most fascinating upbringing, having that multicultural kind of influence going on. It was really interesting. One of these days I should explain it on a show somewhere, but it's a very interesting thing. Anyway, so that's going on.
I did see the big thing on the Today Show, though.
Yeah,
was that there was footage showing that the passengers, as they were evacuating the plane during the crash, were stopping and grabbing their luggage.
Yeah,
instead of just getting off the plane.
Well, you got your shit in there. You got
my clothes.
my iPod. Yeah.
I just bought this.
Yeah, there's I think I'd just be getting the hell out of there if it was me.
Yes, yes. Let's if it hasn't been impressed upon you by the flight attendants, let me remind you, if there is a plane crash, get the off the plane.
Get the out. Yep.
I'm leave your you. Things behind you. Yeah. Maybe assist the small child next to you with his little breathing
apparatus.
You know,
yeah.
Margarine bucket with a plastic bag attached to it. But but get off the plane.
Margarine bucket. You think they'd spring for a little nicer with all the money
like
we give
parquet, yeah. Like a little plastic parquet tub.
Well,
ostomy bags.
In lighter news, and heroic news. Man yes. dressed as a penis was assaulted as a woman dressed as a vagina tried to intervene.
She was almost impaled.
Oh, zing. I knew this is why I love these stories, because I never know. You're always going to find a funny twist, and there it was. You'd think encounters involving penises and vaginas would be a whole lot more enjoyable than when they involve three people. Gaston Barry High Street and the police you know think. What? And the police, you know, things have gone slightly astray. Anyway, whatever. This is exactly what happened on Friday.
Can you help break down that sentence?
Nah, it's fine. I could go back, but I'm too tired. This is exactly what happened last Friday when a man dressed as a giant penis was set upon by an offended gent as a woman dressed as a huge vagina tried to calm the testy situation.
Oh, jeez.
Never guess Huffo. Who. Yeah, never guess who wrote this.
Huffo.
Chris Murray, Mr. Penis, and Joanne... Tremarco, Miss Vagina, were performing on the street to promote a delightfully named Women Who Wank and the Penis Monologues when a passerby took offense at their costumes. Murray said he started shouting at me, saying it was disgusting and children could see us, reports the Central Somerset Gazette. I could tell by his body language that he was really angry. I tried to calm him down. Imagine a giant penis trying to calm another guy down.
Hey, whoa.
Slow down, buddy. Come over here. Well, move back. Well, okay, sorry. This testicle's really big right here, so just come around the side
easy,
here so we can
easy
talk.
Easy, big fella.
I tried to calm him down. I wasn't looking for a fight, but he grabbed my hat, tore it off, and chucked it at the pavement. Was it a condom? Is that what it was?
Was it?
I don't know. Yeah, I was wondering if it was a condom for the hat. Yeah. The police were called. The police were called who asked... Okay, that's their problem, that sentence. The police were called who asked Tremenko to climb out of the giant vagina costume or she could be arrested for public order offense. Does that make sense, that sentence? It doesn't. The police were called who asked.
The police were called who asked, yes.
That's them, that's not me.
Obviously, the police, you know.
They were called.
The
they
police
came in.
That asked her were called. Yeah. Somebody called them, yes, okay.
But that lady jumped in to save the penis.
Save the penis.
Save the penis. Save the clock tower. All right.
Sign our petition to save the penis.
I want to watch that movie.
Struck by lightning 50 years ago today.
I haven't seen that movie recently enough. I'd like to see it again. tweakedaudio.com sponsoring the penis vagina story. Five styles, five or seven great colors. We love these guys. Gave away a couple of these at Nerdtacular. Those lucky winners are walking around now with better sound in their ears. They sound great with any music or talk you throw in them. Stream at checkout, folks. That gives you 33% off with our friends at tweakedaudio.com. Use them now, use them often, and tell your friends. That's tweakedaudio.com.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop, and it's brought to you by...
The YouTube Let's Play channel, Stuffity Plays. That's Stuff, E-D-Y, Plays. Beginning with Beneath a Steel Sky, The Unfair Platformer, and Thomas Was Alone, with more to come. With enough support, there will be more shows in the future, including a new film show, not a film set clone. So go to YouTube and search Stuff, E-D-Y, Plays.
All right.
You know there was some guy on the street, by the way, in London at that whole altercation, whose earbuds fell off and hit that guy's costume.
You have to throw them away like I did?
You have to throw them away, yes.
It's like, oh, gross. These have touched that man's costume. Tom, by the way, just a recommendation. Thomas Was Alone, the game they mentioned here. Such a cool game.
I've heard that. Man, that's the one with just the blocks, right?
Like, yeah, it's the most simple-looking thing you've ever seen.
Yeah. And I think I actually bought that as part of the last Humble indie game bundle. So I haven't downloaded it yet, but can't wait to play it.
Relatively quick play too, so it won't take up too much time. But just a wonderful story, a touching, awesome game. I really hope those guys do more stuff. Paula Dean. You might be familiar with her.
Yeah.
She's says things like this.
I hear she's very distressing.
She's very distressed.
I hear she am what she am.
She is what she is. Well, I said to her, I said, is it, are you are who you are?
No.
Well, all right, fine.
Well.
She got offered a porn contract. Following her admission that she made racist remarks, companies have been dumping Paula Dean left and right, but at least there's one that's eager to offer her a new gig. I guess she got dumped by Walmart.
It was something else just recently, a couple days ago. Yeah.
Some big one, like a JCPenney or some clothes.
She's still doing her pots and pans or her
cookware
stuff. She had a pots and pans cookware thing, yeah.
Yeah, I think she has that.
Cephalon or something?
Yeah. Cephalon. It's made out of whatever her hair's made out of, so nothing sticks to it.
That's right.
TMZ reports that a porn company is that features older women called PureMature.com. Not be confused with premature.com.
Oh, God.
Sent a letter to... I don't dare. Sent a letter to Dean offering her a six-figure deal to endorse the site. Full-figured or thin, arthritic or diabetic. This is their quote. This is the worst. Full-figured or thin, arthritic or diabetic, you embody our perfect spokesperson, the company wrote to Dean, adding that she's a MILF. And that they are willing to offer her six figures for very little work, since there is no nudity required. Well, then what's the point?
Yes. I mean, well, as I'm guessing, just the fact that she's on the site is going to make people visit it, and they'll see the other things that you pay for to get the nudity.
So, Paula Dean,
she's going to pay $6.95, and you can see her make love to her tater.
Yes. So here's how that conversation goes, right? First offer, we will give you six figures if you'll appear on our site.
No.
Okay. What would you say if we tripled that?
Your butt is going to be mine.
All right. That's it. Money is everything. Despite the fact that Dean is now dropped by the Food Network, Walmart, Target, JCPenney. That's right. JCPenney's the other one. Her book publisher, Random House, and other companies, they've all dumped her. It seems likely that Dean would sign on even if she loses millions. Unlikely, wow. Rather. Not likely. Yeah, I still am a little torn on this whole. I love it because it's fun and funny, but I'm a little bit torn on just how much. I don't know. You got to have a no tolerance. You got to have a no tolerance policy.
But it's piling on. Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah,
it's tough because it was a long time ago.
Right.
But do you? You know, should there be an okay time period? Well, I was racist, but that was 20 years ago. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're
I kind of feel like
good.
She would have, if she would have said that, I feel like she did herself no favors. I feel like in that deposition, she could have said, well, it was 25 years ago, and I don't feel those ways anymore. I feel like that was a hard thing to shake off. It was a lot of culture and family, and I feel terrible about it, but I feel like I've come a long way. Like, that kind of conversation never happened.
Yes.
Not even in the apology.
That actually would have been...
The apologies didn't even have that, you know? So I feel like she could have done something like that. Instead, it was a lot of just distressing.
It's very distressing.
Amanda Bynes adds President Obama and the First Lady to her ugly list.
I like that Amanda Bynes has an ugly list.
Well, she keeps tweeting who's ugly, right? And
right.
The president and
which
and the
is
first
crazy,
lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's ugly, by the way. She's very ugly.
So this is ugly behavior.
Sure. Well, that's ugly, but she's also... Look, I'm just going to say it out loud. I think Amanda Bynes is kind of ugly. All right? How's it feel? How's that feel?
Yeah, how do you like that? How do you like that blue wig?
Yeah. I also think I'm a little ugly, so I'm coming from a place of knowledge. Cheek piercings are the worst.
Oh, God.
Why'd you do that to yourself?
I don't know, because you don't have dimples, I guess.
I'm always just like...
But the list of people that she's called ugly, I'm looking at this list, like Sarah Hyland from Modern Family.
Yep.
You know, the older daughter. Lance Bass. He's a good looking man. Courtney. Well, all right.
Perez Hilton is ugly. I'll give her that.
Drake. Drake is a decent looking guy. He's a great looking guy.
Sure. Courtney Hull is, she's kind of.
I kind of backed up on that one. Chrissy Teigen. Who's Chrissy Teigen?
I don't know. Teigen and
is
Sarah.
Is she on PureMature.com? Let's see if she's on PureMature.com.
Probably not. But isn't that the Teigen and Sarah Teigen?
I think. Oh, is it really?
I think so. She's not ugly. She's not ugly at all.
Oh.
This isn't the first
That's not T. That can't be.
Oh, okay. Well, it says it's not the first time Bynes has tweeted at the president. After she was charged with a DUI in June, Bynes tweeted at the president asking him to fire the officer who arrested her. She says, "Hey, Barack Obama, I don't drink," read the tweet on the actress's verified Twitter account. "Please fire the cop who arrested me. I don't hit and run." The end. She's crazy. I think she's losing
it. Or this is a big publicity stunt that she feels like she's falling out of the public eye. Yeah. And she saw that acting crazy worked well for Charlie Sheen and Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. What was that movie where she was playing a boy? What was that called? She's the Man or something like that?
That was her?
I think that was her. Not the old one. Not the old one with
the... Yeah, not the one from the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, with the football helmets and for a bra. Not that.
Oh, that was Just One of the Boys.
Yeah. I think it's She's the Man.
You're remembering the movie poster that had no scene in the movie.
I know.
I love it.
I remember that being the Porky's of
the 80s.
Cableman
says yes, that it was She's the Man. Okay. She falls in love with Channing Tatum.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I have my niece thinks it's the greatest movie ever made. I think it's terrible. All right, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, Nicole should be here. I think I haven't talked to her. I assume so. Tom will not. He's in Bora Bora, which is really a place, actually exists. And they're having fun and will not be here today to talk about technology. He'll be back next week, though, after his little vacation. Had a ball sitting in for him yesterday on TNT. Always a good time over there. Tech news today. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll do all that. Before that, you'll do a thing that you do each and every day, which is play us a damn song. What do you got?
I will. And this goes out to Johan Haglund from Sweden. It says, "Hi, Scratch and Bump. Mellow greetings from the Swedish fan who has followed TMS since episode one.
Whoa.
July 9th marks a very special anniversary for me, as on that date, I turned 12,345, 12345 days old. What better way to celebrate than with a cover request? For this occasion, I'd like to hear a song featuring numbers in some interesting way, preferably in a ska style. I trust Brian to come up with a suitable candidate. Fast jag laskar schon anda. Love the show, though," in Swedish.
Hold on a second. Did you just awesomely read that? Holy crap.
It looks like it's, it doesn't look like it's completely phonetically, but fast jag laskar schon anda.
You had me, dude.
I probably got some of that. Right.
But, sounded great, man.
The faster you say it, the better. So I had a couple items or a couple songs in mind. The one that first came to mind, it's not ska.
Okay.
But it does have some great counting in it, is the Violent Femmes' Kiss Off. And I've got a great cover that Guster did. Guster actually did a whole live set, I think 5 or 6 songs of Violent Femmes covers, just one right after the other for MTV2 in 2004. And Kiss Off does feature some great counting, so we're going to hear that one.
All right, here it is. It's Kiss Off. We'll be right back.
I need someone, a person to talk to, someone who care to love. Or could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough and I start to panic. It's not enough. Well, it's just a habit. Hey, kid, you're sick. Well, darling, this is it. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. But they're hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They're heavy bad, do it all the time. Yeah, girl, do it all the time. Yeah, girl, do it all the time. You know that this will go down on your permanent record. Oh yeah. Don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed? take one, 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 cause you left me, and two, two, two for my family, and three, three, three for my heartaches, and four, four, four for my headaches, and five, five, five for my lonely, and six, six, six for my sorrow, and seven, seven, no tomorrow, and eight, eight, I forget what it was for, but nine, nine, nine for a lost god, and ten, 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 for everything, 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 everything. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. But they're heavy bad, but I won't mind. They're heavy bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
they do it all the time.
Millions are in use today, so get yourself a set of Autolite resistor spark plugs. Remember, you're always right with Autolite.
We are trying to help you.
I don't want your kind of help.
Then I will have to take the gun.
I think my earbuds touched your Frankfurter. This is the Morning Stream.
I had to hurry him swallow that cheese curd. Good Lord. Started that a little late. Hey, everybody.
Oh, hello.
We're back. I'm winded after that cheese curd, and I don't...
Wow.
I don't know why. I'm just a little bit...
Hold on. Let me catch myself here for just a second.
I'm freaked out by that. All right. Let's... We didn't talk about it on the show yesterday. I don't know how familiar we're with his work, but... Still pretty sad about the death of Ryan Davis, a giant bomb. Did you hear about that? You ended up hearing about that, right?
I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah, he's only 34 years old. He was a very important voice in games podcasting, for sure, on games journalism in general. And rough business. Just died suddenly on the 3rd.
He was young.
Yeah, 34 is nothing. I mean, think about it. Imagine when you were 34, if that would have been it. Just out.
Well,
you know,
I wouldn't be able to remember it.
Yeah. Well, you'd remember 34, wouldn't you? Oh, you mean you wouldn't remember? Yeah, right.
Not if I passed away.
Good point. But, yeah, anyway, just thinking about his friends and his family and just how.
Oh, God, no way. He had just gotten married a few days prior, says.
Yeah, 5 days of marriage.
Avanti's. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, 5 days. And he was so looking forward to it. And he was just a big, just a exuberant dude. Who just you couldn't ignore him, and I think it's the gaming community and podcasting's loss, and certainly an even greater loss to those who knew him. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure we mentioned it because it has been on my mind.
Yeah,
he's our contemporary, and that hits harder when your peers are struggling. I've had some interaction with him here and there. We tried to get him on Forecast a couple times, had some fun conversations about. Some competitive conversations about the instance and Giant Bomb show and how we were always vying for first place in the gaming category. And they pretty much live in number one now. They do really well. So grats to them. And sad, sad, sad. Anyway, let's call Nicole. Let's not be sad. Let's call Nicole. She makes me happy. There's no sadness in calling Nicole.
Never.
Ever. Let's see.
Feels like she just gave us some recommendals like 4 days ago.
Yeah. Now, she is not online. Now, that does not mean she's not there.
No.
Skype
is notorious for telling us that somebody's not there.
Yeah, I've learned to treat everything Skype says as a dirty, rotten lie.
Now, that said, I don't think I've seen her in the tadpole.
Yeah, it's entirely possible that this week or that weekend completely thrashed her.
Yeah.
And they're home trying to get recovered and figure out what's going on, and they've got this, Of course, the baby was sick when they left, so I hope he's doing all right. She looks like she may not be there. So here's what I'm going to do. Unless we hear from her in a second or she texts me, what we're going to do instead is take some fun random calls.
Ooh,
and
cool.
Today's theme is Ask Yeah, ask ask us a cheese curd related question. No, ask us, just ask us a question. We're going to play a little game we call.
Call now.
It's called Call Now. You can call us at My Extra Life is the Skype name. By the way, we've seen Jeannie in the chat. Oh, she's in there.
Yeah, okay. She's here. Yep.
Okay, good. I missed her.
I missed her too at Nerdtacular.
I do too. She'd so be perfect there. We got to get her out next time. But anyway, My Extra Life is the address on Skype. You can just call that, and you don't have to add me as a friend or any of that or wait for an approval. You just call it, straight up call it, and make it a quick, easy question, something we can answer rapid fire style. That way we can move on to the next guy. We'll do it for the next 10, 15 minutes or so. I think it'd be a lot of fun. The one thing it's funny I meant to mention this. One thing I meant to do for the Saturday morning stream was to do more of that in the audience, and we just didn't have time. But that was something I was actually going to try to squeeze in there. All right, looks like we've got Cheesy G on the line. Cheesy G, good morning.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Good, good.
Fantastic. We never did get...
Hey. Oh, hi, Cheesy G.
Hi. So I died, so for some dumb reason, I'm still recovering from con brain and forgot that. Yeah, sorry, Ryan.
It's all right. You forgot you were here entirely. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to do. Blame that on con brain, sure. Hey, yes. Cheesy G was there, though. She seemed to be having a good time. And although I regret that we never found time to squeeze off into a corner somewhere and record something with you, which we'll still...
I mentioned the recording part, yes.
Yeah. We'll still do all that. But it was really wonderful to see you there. Give us a good question. What do you got this morning?
Okay. So, Scott, after last year's fires and this year's rock slides and things, what do you expect is going to be the natural disaster next year?
That's a great question. Awesome question. Okay. So I've been thinking
tidal
a lot about this.
What I'm expecting.
Tidal waves? Oh, good Lord. I hope not. That means lots of people have to die first because all of the West Coast would have to sink into the ocean before we'd get it. I've thought a lot about this, actually, because last year, quite literally, we almost had my neighborhood burned down and got lucky at the last minute the night before Nerdtacular. And then this year we had rock slides because of freak rain that we never have. And I've mentioned this a bunch to other people, but it had literally been 100 years since the last recorded road closure rock slides and mudslides in that area. Like, it just never happens ever in the summer. And boom, there happened the night. Everybody needs to get up there from the valley. So it's totally stupid. So I've come to expect this now. So let's think about that, Brian. What do you think? What's a good one? A tornado?
What's a good disaster?
Well,
random bacon rain is probably the disaster that we're going to have next year.
I'm down with
that. Bacon rain.
I'm down with that. That'll also make eating cheaper.
Bacon rain.
As long as it's never anybody getting hurt or dying on our watch, I'm fine with these other weird things. Meteor strike, says Eckhard. I was going by too fast. Meteor strike sounds like fun. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Let's have that. That sounds like fun. Also, let's see. Some of the other chat room ideas here for that. Let's see. Zombies. No. No zombies. Don't want
that. So it would be some sort of disaster that takes out everything below 11,000 feet, and so all of us at Nerdtacular would be safe, and we'd have to repopulate the world.
Right, we would be in charge. We would be in charge of bringing it all back. Hey, look who it is on the phone. It's Keith from Maine. What the hell, man?
Hello, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, it feels like ages since we've had you on.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
My question for you: what is your favorite panel or whatnot thing to do at Nerdtacular?
Oh, that's a great question. Favorite panel. This year was probably the live TMS, to be honest.
That was so much fun.
It's hard to pick favorites because I think the All-Stars stuff that Brian headed up this year were freaking amazing and totally nailed everything. FilmSack was great. I really, really ended up liking the two split panels, the games and media panels. I thought were awesome. Like, I really don't have... It's really hard for me to pick a favorite. I don't even have a least favorite. I think they all went really well. Mm-hmm. But if I had to say the one that just made me feel great and just I didn't want to end, it was probably that TMS thing that morning. I thought that was a lot of fun. Let's take this call here from Aaron. Aaron, what's up?
Oh, not much. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good, man.
Good, Aaron. How you doing? Is this Aaron from the comic book podcast?
Yeah, the comic book show. It is.
Comic book show.
It's that Aaron.
Next to, I sat next to Aaron at the Mexican restaurant, and we ate the orange death salsa.
Oh, that, which was pretty good. It did. It was death, though.
It was. It killed. It nearly killed Andrew Allen. Like, basically, I took a bite of the stuff, and I couldn't speak for a second. And Andrew Allen thought that I was indicating that, oh, this is really good. You have to try this. So he took a big scoop on a chip.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if it's like ghost pepper or I've had habanero salsa before, and it doesn't do that to me. So it had to be something else. Like,
oh, wow.
Lava.
Glad I didn't do it or try it. And you also, didn't you, Aaron, get up and you asked a question at one of the panels, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, on the producers panel. That's it was a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's awesome. My life. I'm glad you went, man. That was really cool stuff. What kind of question you got for us today?
So you guys talk about what games you like a lot, but I want to know what the least favorite game you've ever played was. Mine was Batman Returns on Sega Genesis. It was pretty bad.
It was bad. It had that cool parallax scrolling driving sequence, but yeah, that was pretty bad. I had that game. That's funny. Worst game ever, Brian. You go first. What was the worst thing?
I mean, it's Superman 64. I actually bought. I actually paid money for it before. Before I heard anything about it, and that was just horrendous.
Gosh, this is hard.
This is hard.
Worst game I ever played.
Yeah, Toe Jam and Earl, I can't say that I really enjoyed. That was popular.
Yeah, it was supposed to be amazing, but I don't think it ever lived up to what people said it was. Yeah. For me, boy, this is hard, but I think for me, it was recent. Let me pull it up right here. Hold on, TV. I think the least, and I did this for Frog Pants TV, and I was really, really disappointed with this thing. And it's not a mainstream game, so it's not going to be all that exciting to anybody. But it was the game. I'm going to skip down here. It's called Bad Bots on Steam. It was terrible. I think I paid $10 too much for it. Bad Bots. Other than that, I've been very picky my whole life about what games I play, and I've really not found too many that I hate or don't like that much. Brian is on the line. Brian, what's up?
Scott, good morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Brian.
This morning, Brian.
Too many Brians.
if only we could get Brian Brushwood and.
Yeah, why not? Get Dunaway in here. Sure.
You should have a Brian podcast.
Yeah, why not? All Brians? That wouldn't be confusing at all.
No, not at all.
So, what's on first your mind? All, what's your question?
First of all, I do want to say that I didn't get to make it to Nerdtacular this year, but I was glued to the stream all weekend, had my TV switched over to feed from the computer, and that's all I watched pretty much all weekend.
Yeah, stream went really well. We were proud of that. I think it turned out good.
And it really did. It was a really great time, and I really want to thank Gnome Wise for his little extra side conversations when everybody broke out and went and did all the stuff that I wish I was doing.
Yeah.
I got the consolation of seeing some people, some Ken Beard and some other people do some nice conversations.
Yeah, and we don't give Todd enough accolades, I think. He is a dedicated, awesome dude that just makes this stuff better, and he deserves all the credit in the world. So I'm with you on that.
All right, so my question is, what dipping sauce do you prefer to have with your cheese curds?
Oh.
I don't currently. Great question, but I don't think I've actually tried that. Have you? What do you dip in yours?
Okay, here's the thing. And I don't know where this comes from, because I heard about this from my neighbors who are from Wisconsin. But apparently shrimp cocktail sauce with cheese curds or string cheese is fantastic.
It sounds good. I think that's probably something I would try.
Yeah. Of course, marinara with the deep fried cheese, which would be, you know, basically the same thing without the crust around it, the panko.
Right, right. Well, the current combination I'm enjoying a lot is a combination of Slap Your Mama hot sauce, not the powder, but the they have a sauce version of that. And it looks like it looks like a Tabasco bottle. It's a real small little bottle. But I've been mixing that with Salt Lick Texas barbecue sauce, which I have mailed in here because I can't get it anywhere. And that as a combination to dip just about anything into is really, really good. And I could see how that might be pretty good with these. So I'll have to try that. I have not tried dipping it in anything. So you've inspired me. To try that. That sounds awesome.
Good. Yes, you should.
We'll give that a shot. Let's take one more. We got time for one more here. It's Gary on the phone from Lantronics. Hello, Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Hello. Gary. Hello. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, you're fine. No worries at all.
Now you're calling somebody else.
No, or someone's calling you or something.
It's almost as if you don't work for a technology company, Gary.
Almost. You know, what can I say? I just wanted to know, I missed part of yesterday's podcast. Did you give away that Xprint server yet?
No. Great question, and I'll let you take that other call. No, we haven't yet. We're going to. I still have to go through outside in the garage and get those bins all emptied. There's like still stuff just I haven't unpacked yet, and I got to get through all of that. I felt like I just called the Daily Planet, and everything was going right. Crazy, and Clark Kent was running around. That was funny. We love Gary. Keep it up, Gary. We'll talk about that more totally. As time goes on. We do have a really cool print server coming out for free to some lucky winner on the show.
I love mine. I finally have a printer that, because I had a scanner printer that it wouldn't work with, but yeah. I'm finally using it with mine, and yeah. It's really cool to be able to be on your iPad and be like, oh, I need a big photograph of Cleo. Let me print one from the couch.
Yeah. Why get off your ass when right, you don't have exactly. to? Zachary's on the line. Hi, Zachary.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm bummed I missed N13. Can't tell you.
Oh, don't worry. We'll put some of this content up, and there's always next year.
Looking forward to all the video stuff for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your what's your hot question this morning?
So I like all the new Star Trek stuff, the movies. I'm wondering if I'm to go back and watch the shows, where I should start.
Boy.
It's a good question, because do you start chronologically and watch Enterprise first, or do you start by order of release and start with TOS, or do you start with what most people would say is the best one and start with TNG?
Right. I'm going to call Daryl. We're going to ask him too, because ask this comes up all the time with people that I know and friends and stuff. Daryl, are you on the line?
Are you kidding me? A double hey, Daryl call?
On? Yeah. Hey, I'm Why calling. You don't know this yet, Daryl, but because you're on the delay. But we have a caller on the line by the name of Zachary, who's asking where he should start in the Star Trek series or movies. Like, where's the best beginning point? And I figure you have to have an opinion on this.
I always say start right at the beginning and really? Do TOS episode 1 and skip season 3 and go through TNG yeah. and skip season 7.
Except for All Good Things.
Except for All Good Things, yeah.
Right. Don't you think?
And there's right. You got to watch that.
Yeah, but isn't there some other stuff in 7 that's okay? That's not all bad.
Well, I guess you could watch 7, but it's not my favorite.
All right, so that makes sense to me. Those two in a row, that makes perfect sense to me. Then where do you go? Do you go to films after that? Do you just keep on rolling through DS9, or where from there?
Yeah, actually,
you have to watch TOS and TNG before you watch Generations. So yeah, I think you maybe do all the movies for that group after you finish that series. So all the TOS movies and then TNG. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly how I do it.
Yeah, and then if you're still into it. Like you're still going, you know, this is all right. Then I think DS9 is an interesting jump for you to get into. I think that's a good place to go.
And some people love that more than anything else.
Yeah, some people think DS9 is the greatest Star Trek ever told. I think it's definitely some of the most unique stuff that you're going to see in the series. And then if you're still with it after that, I think I'm enjoying Voyager. I'm not hating it. And I'm actually kind of excited to get back to Enterprise again, not just because Scott Fletcher did that swanky version at Nerdtacular, but but because I kind of wanted to just see how some of that stuff holds up. I remember enjoying season 3 like crazy, and so I kind of want to see all that again. But anyway, does that help you, Zach? Do you feel like that puts you down the right path?
That's perfect. I've been taking notations.
That's awesome. Taking notes.
Piece of paper that says TOSTNG.
All these letters that mean nothing later. You'll be like, what the hell did all this mean? All right, man. Thanks, Daryl. Thanks for being on Johnny on the spot there. We appreciate it. All right. We're done. Thank you, everybody.
Dan's Modern Life says you should probably start with Battlestar Galactica and then do...
I'll tell you what would happen if we dumped, not saying we are because we're not, but if we dumped all of our segments, let's say everybody went, oh, we're too busy. I would fill all of that time, not with new segments, but with this kind of call-in stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
I really enjoy it. I really like when you guys call in. So thank you for that. We'll do more of that in the future, everyone. That is going to do it for today. Before we let you go, though, we're going to call Cleo.
Look in the show notes. There's a different... number that you need to use.
Oh yeah, because she's showing up blank on here.
Yes.
Oh, you a number. See it right under. Can her. I do that live on this?
Let's say that just right on the air.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if I can dial. I don't know if this will let me do this, but I'm going to try, okay? So, can you hear that?
I can, yeah.
Okay. Somebody somewhere will be able to determine what that is. Okay, can I? I'm trying to do it so you don't get cut off or put on hold. Can I merge the call? Because no, this is real easy if you're adding a Skype person, but adding another. Oh, hold on. That may have been a problem. Let me try something. Uh-oh. Sorry, everybody. I didn't realize we were doing this. Oh, here we go.
Experiments with technology.
Indeed.
Okay. If only Gary from Lantronics were here to help us with Skype.
Yeah, if only. yeah, it won't. It'll let me add Skype. It says add people or phone numbers to the call. Now, if I choose a person, I get the add button. I go put a phone number in. It won't let me add it. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Will. Yeah, Will. Got it.
Okay. All right.
All right. Here we go. We got this.
Oh, yeah.
I learned, learned a little something today.
Another little square coming up in Skype.
Hello. Is this Cleo?
There she is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, fantastic. Where are you today?
We have a search and recovery team out for my iPhone. Colin stole it last night, and we have no idea where it is.
Oh, that sucks.
No, yeah, she's hovering over a landline.
I'm hovering over a landline right now.
So this is like a traditional. This is like a traditional phone, then, like a plug into the wall kind of phone.
Yeah, this is my house phone.
Weird.
You usually get me on my iPhone, and I'm wandering about the house, hovering over random things. But right now, I'm just sitting in my kitchen like a boring housewife.
I kind of forgot that those exist. That's a thing you can have in your house still. Weird. All right.
I know.
Right.
Crazy.
Well, nonetheless, and notwithstanding, I'm sure you've kept track of points today. How are we doing?
I did. Jester says that Ben Turney slightly is my favorite Native American porn star.
Oh, my God. You could stop there and there'd be a winner right there.
I feel like you just won, but yeah.
It gets better.
Right.
The tadpole was just dirty today. I loved every minute of it. Sneaky Nuts actually said, if you can believe that, Silent Turret Syndrome is my Quiet Riot cover band.
Oh.
Mark in Florida said 800 emails or something was my You've Got Mail prequel. We had some Paula Deen porn titles. Deep in the Dean. Stroke the Whisk. And Paula enjoys some Spotted Dick. That was pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. All right, good.
And the winner for today was Rat Stomper. The penis vagina story was anticlimactic.
Yeah, it was. All right, Cleo, go find your iPhone. Good luck with that, by the way.
Bye.
So, yeah, I wonder what that can she use the Find Your iPhone thing? Isn't there a service?
Well, if it's in the house, then it's just going to put a blue dot on the house.
That's a good point. Nobody wants that.
Unless
All right.
ran it down the street, yeah.
Children, man. My daughter lost a lens I need for my camera, and I don't know where the hell that went. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's busy. There's still things. I can't find my razor. That's why I'm so freaking hairy today. I can't find my shaver or razor thing I have.
I was going to ask you why you're so freaking hairy today.
Well, I haven't shaved for about 2 weeks now, and it's going to get worse before it gets better, so I got to either buy a new one or find it. We don't know what happened to it. We know it's not in the hotel because we scoured that place, and I never actually saw it there because I never shaved, but I know we brought it with us, and it's not in any of our bags, so I don't know what happened. Anyway, neither here nor there. Thank you, Cleo. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you, alphageekradio.com, for our Shoutcast stream today. Thank you, Scott Fletcher, for not only doing our voice bumpers, but for just being one of the most coolest things about last weekend that we could ever have hoped for. T-shirt available at /loot.com, along with all the Nerdtacular stuff as well. If you're interested, check that out. More coming there soon. Website to visit is frogpants.com/TMS. On Facebook, we're at The Morning Stream. You can email us, themorningstream@gmail.com, and on Twitter, take away the and you got Morning Stream. Just Morning Stream for the Twitter. You can find me at Scott Johnson. You can find Brian at Coverville. Is there a Coverville today?
No, it's Wednesday.
Is today Wednesday?
It was one yesterday.
Why do I feel
and
like today's...
be one tomorrow.
That's because the week's
jacked
up.
Because we didn't do a Monday show, so we're all... Hey, this just in. Cleo found her phone.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, we're just now?
Just now.
Wow. That's weird. Okay.
Yes.
Congratulations.
We helped her. We're always helping people.
We're here to help.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. You're right.
Yes.
Speaking of helping people, normally Wendy's here to help us, but I just found out today, this morning, she will not be here tomorrow. She's on another one of these Pioneer Treks where...
She's on a boat. She's where my flippy floppies.
Flippy floppies on. She'll be up in Wyoming somewhere, pushing hand carts with a bunch of kids. It's like a camp, but to kind of a reminder of the pioneer path. The whole thing is based on an actual not path, but like the way the pioneers went, like the same.
Right, the trail.
Terrain. Yeah, the trail. Thank you.
The Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
The Wyoming Trail.
That whole thing. Exactly. So she's up there doing that with a big youth group, and it's her and her husband, and they're gone and dirty and not
tell the truth. She's freaked out because she finally realizes how many people listen to her segment.
I was really proud of her because she's not really one for knowing, or she doesn't like being up in front of a ton of people, but she was amazing. Fun Saturday. I wouldn't have zero complaints about her visit to us for TMS in that live group. She was really, really good. She's better than she thinks she is at that stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm really proud of that. Anyway, so we're not going to be doing that. Instead, we'll do something like we did today, some kind of open phone thing. Yeah. So stay tuned for
Maybe
that.
Maybe we can get Terpstra on for some random hypothetical help.
Oh, yeah, some bad help. Yeah, normally it's good help normally.
It'd be, what, 2 in the morning for him or something?
Oh, I'm sure nothing but good would come out of Terpstra at 2 a.m.
Oh, God.
Absolutely sure of it. He's been struggling with jet lag again. He sent me a text at a weird time the other day and had an idea for a comic. Yeah, he had an idea for a comic and it was real bad. Real, real bad.
Oh,
so
geez.
I hope he gets back to normal soon. That's going to do it, guys. That's it. Let's play some sort of song before we go.
All right. This one's going out to David. My dearest Wallace and Gromit, July 9th, I will be closing the latest chapter of my life as I return home after a 1-year stay studying abroad in Wuhan, China. I'm really sad that I have to leave such a wonderful place that I have come to love so dearly and feel I could use a boost that only my favorite talk show host at TMS can provide. As I make my journey back home to Chicago, and by the way, it's Chicago, not Chitaco. I would love it. Chicago.
I like Chitaco.
I would love it if you... If you could play a cover of my all-time favorite song, Don't Call Us, We'll Call You by Sugarloaf. My dad was the first person to expose me to the oldies music of the 60s and 70s, and my fondest memory with him was going to classic car shows and listening to oldies music when I was a teenager. I'm very fond of the original song and have never heard any covers of it. Therefore, I leave it to you to either play the original or introduce me to an awesome cover, as Coverville always does. Last but not least, quick shout-out to TMS's original goth fan, Daniel, father, husband, and most importantly, my older brother. See you soon, bro. Thank you so much, and love the show, David.
Mm. Aww.
All right. I do have a cover of the Sugarloaf song, Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. This one, covered by Scott Reeder, comes from a 2002 compilation called Sucking the 70s, which took a lot of 70s pop songs, your AM radio pop songs, and added a much harder edge to them. So you're actually going to notice that this one is a lot harder than the original Sugarloaf version.
Right.
This is Scott Reeder and his cover of Don't Call Us, We'll Call You.
Absolutely awesome. Real quick, this just in, Pacific Rim, currently sitting at 77% approval on Rotten Tomatoes. That's good. 41 fresh, 12 rotten. That seems good enough for me to want to see that this weekend. So I'm glad finally one of the nerd movies coming out in this rapid succession has actually got good reviews. So I'm pretty stoked about it. I'll check it out. Pacific Rim, giant robots. Here we go. All right. That's it, everybody.
By the way,
yeah.
Ironic Name says that Sucking the 70s is the documentary about the girls of the Playboy Mansion.
Great. That sounds about right. All right, that's it. Here you go. Don't call us. Will did a little bit. That's all right. I like it. So what can we say to leave people here? How about, let's see here. Oh, Poncho. Nope. Don't want to play that. How about, yeah.
What's in the box?
Since Nicole wasn't here, we'll just enjoy that. Nice. All right. Don't call us. We'll call you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Area code 212. I said, hey, and all this is Mr. Rhythm and Blues. He said hello and put me on hold. To say the least, the cat was cold. He said, don't call us, child, we'll call you. I said, you got my number? He said, yeah, I got it when you walked in the door. Don't call us. Oh,
Of course, those papers would be too bulky to hide them in clothing anyway.